Since this is the month of September dedicated to the angels, and it was possible, according to the order, have chosen to celebrate the Mass of the Holy Guardian Angels. Their feast, of course, is October the 2nd. But the whole month of September is dedicated to the angels, all the angels, the nine choirs of angels. And the guardian angels are part of the least of the nine choirs, the lowest of the nine choirs that have to do with men. And of course, you know, after that are the archangels and so forth, all the way up to the cherubim and seraphim. But the angels are the ones that are the closest to man. And God has, as we see here in the book of Exodus and in the Gospel of St. Matthew, He has given each one of us a guardian angel. Now, some of us, He has given us more than one. And that's possible, and that's sometimes necessary, according to the person or to whatever role in the church they play. And then our Lord commands to us to listen to them. And oftentimes, we may have an inspiration. Now, in the old days, I remember seeing cartoons, which really came from the Catholic faith, where we had on one shoulder a little angel whispering into our ear, and then on the other shoulder a little devil whispering into our ear contrary things. And of course, we need to cast off the devil, send him back to hell whence he came, and listen to the angel, whether it be our guardian angel or another angel that God has put in our path. But we must listen to them and pay attention to them. And of course, in these days in which we find that there is so much evil, especially against the family and against life, especially those who are in the womb, who are in such terrible dangers, who have done nothing wrong and are totally defenseless, but can feel pain and can hear and so forth and so on, that there are those in our society and in our government who wish to destroy those little infants. We need to do everything possible to go against it and to safeguard their birth and their life. And then, of course, there are also those who would do so much evil to little children. And our Lord speaks about what happens to those who do evil to little children. And, of course, He says, it would be better that a millstone, which weighs about 2,000 pounds, be wrapped around their neck and that they would be thrown into the ocean. Now, one of the things that's important to realize about that is when the millstone is cast into the ocean, it will break their neck and they will die. And then they will, whatever is left of them alive, will drown. It is not a pleasant way to die. And that's only the beginning of eternal hell. We must listen to what our Lord says. Gehenna is hell. And He speaks about it more than anybody else in the Bible and in the New Testament. Let us stay away from it. Let us stay away from the devils in whatever shape or form they come or frequency they come. Let us cast them away and use the friendship and the guidance of our guardian angels and of St. Michael and his legion of angels to protect us and lead us to everlasting life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh.